although we have joys and sorrows in our life, but we tend to dwell more on the sorrows than on the joys. It depends on the kind of mindset that we have cultivated. If we have actually been more in, say, tamoguna, there's goodness, passion, ignorance.
Yes.
So if you're more in the mode of ignorance, then what happens is we start getting attached to the negative. So see, if the floor of the ground is inclined like this, water will naturally flow in this direction. So similarly, if our mind has been somewhat negatively formed, then we tend to obsess more over the problems. It's not that everyone does that. Some people, their mind is such that they don't think about the problems only. Not that they are transcendental, but they are just reckless. There are big problems, they don't think about it. So some people's mind may go towards where we take problems too casually. And some people may take problems too seriously. Because basically the mind specializes in distorting our perception. So sometimes it may distort our perception by making a big problem appear very small. And sometimes it may distort our perception by making a small problem appear very big. And whichever way it happens, you know, we have to find out. This is the way my mind works. So then, it's if we have good association of devotees, if we study scriptures. So basically, the mind is a perception distorter, and scripture is the perception restorer. So if we study scripture properly, then we understand, okay, this is what I need to do. I have this problem, it will come, it will go. And not just study scripture, but even while studying scriptures, if we find that our mind tends to maximize problems, then we have to find some section. Say, for example, there is the 11th canto section of, our Bhikshu Gita.
Actually, mine is the reverse, actually, where it's like
I tend
to minimize the problem.
And that, so either way.
Either way.
So whatever it is, so we can find out sections in the scripture which can address it. So the Bhikshu Gita is actually very good analysis of the mind.
Oh, okay.
So then we can read that. Or if we hear some classes about the mind, we can make some notes. Okay. And keep that ready with us.
Okay.
So whichever way we find out our mind distorts us, our perception, we correct that.
Okay.
So that it becomes more balanced.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Sure, Hare Krishna.